This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, July 23. Time to run. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 19. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and of his two daughters and led them safely out of the city. For the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please. Your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me, and I'll die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." He said to him, "Very well, I will grant this request to you. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." That is why the town was called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah, from the Lord out of the heavens. Genesis 19 tells the tragic story of Abraham's nephew Lot. Until the arrival of two heavenly messengers, Lot was oblivious to the danger around him. He had gotten so close to sin and evil that he had lost perspective. Lot was a God-fearing man, but he had a divided heart. He loved the Lord, but he also loved the things of the world. Lot tried to serve two masters, but in the end, he lost everything that mattered to him. Failure in the Christian life is seldom the result of a sudden blowout. Most often, it is the result of a slow leak. It usually involves a gradual drifting away from God and into sin, as was the case with Lot. He and his family were so torn by their divided loyalties that the heavenly messengers had to lead them by hand out of the city before destruction rained down. God's exhortation still stands. Flee from evil. Flee before evil gets its claws so deeply embedded into you that you are unable to break free. Running from sin is not the mark of a coward, but yielding to sin is. It takes guts to admit our vulnerability and to flee from sin's overwhelming power. There is a high price in choosing to follow Jesus, but an even higher price in not choosing to follow him. Pray with me. Lord, our hearts are often divided. We have become so accustomed to sin that we no longer blush. Forgive us, purify us, make us wholly yours. May we run to you whenever we are overwhelmed. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.